Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Friday. Francesca, Noah, Friday. How are we doing today? We're on our merry way into the galaxy of Milky Ways.
I thought you were going to try and tie the weekend in there somewhere.
Nope.
We're just headed into space.
How we doing? How we doing, folks?
This is a long week. This felt like such a long week.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I think
felt
so.
Like a short one to me.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We shouldn't even be here today.
Yeah, this is supposed to be a day of rest. Not us.
Not us. We're still here. You want to know some bullshit, though? So our company party was last night.
Yep.
It was. It's a holiday party, but
Wednesday night rescheduled holiday party.
Rescheduled from before Christmas because COVID, you know, reasons, whatever. It was rescheduled to last night. Then we got an email when it was rescheduled quickly after that, that we were going to be honoring this day as a day of rest, the day after
office closed, yeah,
day of rest for the office. Genuinely shocked and appalled at that email, just because when has that ever happened here? Like, when has that ever been? The fun of the holiday party used to be the next day when you would come in and everyone's
it's
at their desk,
Friday, yeah,
super hungover. Everyone's ordering McDonald's for lunch or something real greasy.
Yep,
that's the fun of it. Yeah, of course I love to have the day off. If we could have, if we couldn't come in, we still had to come in. So yeah. I think selfishly we were like, "What the fuck? The office is closed." You know?
Yeah. There's just so many more people here now is just the thing. Like, they just are operating like...
Operating differently.
Yeah. Been here for a long time.
We have.
There's a ton, so many more people.
We're salty vets. Fran and I were leaving her apartment yesterday to go to the party. And we were like, all right, let's do this.
Gearing up for another one.
Out the window at me.
We did. We saw Noah. That's my favorite thing when Noah's with his friends who also work here. Like, we're also friends with them. But he gets all shy and embarrassed.
I don't know if I would say. I just kind of looked like, oh, yeah,
yeah,
that was
he's
Rhea.
Like, there they are.
There's just some other instances.
Oh, I mean, the worst one was the John Mayer concert.
The John Mayer concert was bad. Should we talk about how Fran yelled at you for your volume of tone?
Oh, yeah, that
night?
Was ridiculous.
That was ridiculous.
I'm like, at a party, Fran?
Yeah,
I can't even.
It was ridiculous. joking round-wise.
But, like, I'm confused because I was clearly joking. Like, I don't know. I was joking because I'm the one that's always yelling. And
well,
you were the one that was yelling in that moment.
My immediate response was like, out of all people, you're going to be the one to tell me that I'm loud.
That was the joke. Like, I'm the one that's always loud.
It was a good back and forth. And I stepped in and said, no, you raised that voice.
Yeah.
You raised that.
Sometimes I need a little team.
Yeah. I had your back. We hung out a little bit. Me and I hung out. Because usually at these company parties, I feel like we never see Noah. We don't really hang out.
No,
but Noah and I hung out last night, and it was good. You walked away.
That is nice.
she said, I'm getting out of here.
I'm just making my rounds.
Yeah, you were. You were good at making your rounds with different people.
Trying to talk to some people from all departments.
All departments, yeah. I saw you getting into some conversations while I was waving from afar. But it was a nice time. Good food, good drink, good pictures. Photo booth's always fun.
Yeah, shout out Danielle, never spares expense on the... On the photo booth, we get the good photo booth.
Yeah, we get the Kardashian.
That guy was really funny, though.
Oh, he was very.
He was so into it. I've never seen a photo booth guy take his job so seriously.
You know what, though,
he was positioning everyone, and he was like, "Lean forward, lean back, move your hand, do this." Like,
if you're gonna do that, though, you might as well get into and act like you're a creative director because you have to stand there all night and watch people take pictures. Might as well direct the people on how they're gonna take the picture. He would tell us if he didn't like the pose or whatever it was.
I enjoyed that. Lower your drink. I'm like, all right, okay.
Tuck your chin in and move forward. I was like, this is a full-on photo shoot, but I enjoy it.
You know, it was a lot of like facial, like chin up, he was like, body down.
You need to bring your face forward like 3 inches.
I'm like lean your head forward.
It was good stuff.
It was good. It was fun.
But we're back here a little later than usual when we record on Thursdays. We usually record probably around 12:01. It's like 5 o'clock right now. We did take a day of rest during the day. I had an unbelievable burger for lunch. Like, so I came in talking about it.
Yeah, you have been talking about it.
You know what I also had for the first time the other day, and I had it again today? It's going to shock you. Guess what it is. It's
a food?
I'll give you a hint. I would call it an appetizer or a starter of some sort. You would think that I would probably have had it before because I like this thing.
Interesting. It's an appetizer.
It's an app. This one's definitely an app. Definitely a starter. An hors d'oeuvre.
That can't be how you say it.
An hors d'oeuvre. Is it fried?
No. It's not fried.
Is it?
And it's...
Appetizer.
It's a breakfast food. That's an appetizer.
Home fries.
No. I've had hope fries.
It's a breakfast food that's an appetizer.
It's something salmon. That's incorporated like in breakfast often.
Like a but it, like a
but
pancake?
But
like
not,
a,
no. Let me...
Potato pancake?
No. It's a very common app starter. I've had bacon. I've never had this before. Thing that's involved with it is a very common thing incorporated in breakfast.
Okay, we need better hints.
Something.
Color. Think Lucifer.
Deviled eggs?
Yes.
Mm. I've never had those, I don't think.
Really good.
Wait, what do they even look like?
They're just hard-boiled.
Hard-boiled eggs, like cut in half, but like with like a creamy sauce of some sort.
Yeah. That sounds gross.
No, it was so good. I had it for the first time like 2 weeks ago, and then I had them again today. Put a little hot sauce on it.
Oh, you've really just had yourself a day of meals.
I did. I really had a great meal. Okay, well, the burger I had, I don't know if anybody's
deviled
eggs.
They're cut in half and then filled with a paste made from the egg yolk mixed with other ingredients such as mayonnaise and mustard.
So fucking
mustard on an egg?
You can't tell it's mustard.
I was about to say.
I love mustard, but mustard on an egg?
I mean, you like...
That sounds gross.
I can't believe you're criticizing mustard on an egg. It's a hard-boiled egg.
I know. Ew.
It's so good.
That sounds pretty critical from someone who loves mustard on carrots.
And also, on carrot. And also, deviled eggs is clearly a very common thing. But on top of that, my burger had peanut butter on it. I know this is going to offend Noah, so cover your ears.
Well, she came into work and was like, can I have a sip of your drink?
I brushed my teeth after I had the burger. Amazing. Like a dripping peanut butter, but like still kind of not so creamy.
Is there jelly on it?
No, a jalapeno honey aioli.
Mm.
Mixed with peanut butter, the burger, and bacon, and grilled onions. Not grilled onions, like fried onions.
That does sound really good, actually.
So fucking good.
Peanut butter and bacon is a good combo.
It is. Peanut butter and bacon's an amazing
peanut
combination.
Peanut butter and bacon's a good combo.
Anyways, I'm getting really hungry.
I was going to say, woo.
That sounds really good. Good day of lunch. Food makes the world go round for me.
Me too.
Couldn't live without it.
No.
Me too.
Truly, but like my life.
No, but it's one of the most enjoyable things out there.
Right. My life revolves around food.
A good meal, forget it.
My life, forget it. I go to bed thinking about what I'm going to eat the next day. all day I'm thinking about what my next meal is going to be, planning my next meal. I always have to have a good meal. I love going to dinner.
Love.
I fucking love dinner. I really do.
Dinner in LA.
What? Me too.
We're going to have a dinner
in LA. Of course, and we're going to go with Eddie, obviously. But
I don't know if I am.
What do you mean? What?
Too busy.
When we have every night's booked,
after
we'll go
my,
after.
After my John Mayer
concert. Oh, after things. We can go to dinner late dinners, probably. But I love, there's nothing more I enjoy in life than a really good dinner with really good food, with wine, and good friends.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with this.
The corniest thing I've ever heard.
I actually was waiting for her to be like, good people, good atmosphere, good food.
I knew I had to say
good conversation.
Look at me right now.
Yeah.
I got a pen in my hand, a notepad. I don't know who I am. I have tears in my eyes right now thinking about how much I love dinner.
Rhea's forgot her laptop to come to work every day this week.
Every day she strolled up
to her desk and goes, oh, I forgot my laptop again.
Because you could do everything on your phone now. So like, I forget. And
just
we don't.
All of a sudden.
You know,
heard of this thing called an iPhone?
These days, you really just do it all on your phone.
There's nothing more powerful than having a pen in your hand.
I feel loopy right now.
I don't know why. I'm like pulling on my sleeves.
Later in the day.
It's fucking 5 p.m. I gotta get home.
Why don't you tell everyone about the sweatshirt you're wearing?
Sure. Yeah. I don't look like somebody who should be modeling a sweatshirt right now. Let me tell you that. I also want that on record, okay? There's some people out there, okay? I don't know why I'm talking like this.
Someone take the pen.
It's the pen. Someone take the pen away from me so I start acting normal. There's some people out there that have been quite rude to us, specifically me, but to us in general, on TikTok, on Instagram, whatever. Being like, are these girls going to wear makeup one day? Like, whatever. We're salty vets. We just talked about it 10 minutes ago. Like, we're doing a podcast. Some days we don't feel like coming in all dressed up. During the summer, I love getting dressed up every day.
Yeah.
I love, it's my cute outfit time. I love wearing a cute outfit. You got some sun, so you don't really need a lot of makeup. That's where I thrive. The winter time, it's hard to get out of bed and get into a hot shower and not put on comfy clothes after. And also do a full face of makeup for the podcast.
We've been doing this for way
this
too long.
This one bitch on TikTok will not. She's relentless with me. She's relentless with me.
Blocker.
But like, it's also a pain in the ass because like we, so many people who are on camera every day who are posting shit, like someone comes and does their makeup.
Yes.
We don't do, it's a lot for us to do a full face
every single morning. It's too much.
Every single day and on the weekend. Like, it's just too much. It's bad for your skin. Your skin's never breathing. Mm-hmm. You never have a moment to just like let it sit.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's like sometimes just not.
It's not necessary. I don't think we
like
need
if
it, Francesca.
If this was any other job, like, you wouldn't be expected to go to work with a full face every single day.
Exactly. That's why these people are making me mad. But that's why, now back to the sweatshirt, I was going to say I don't look like somebody who should be modeling a sweatshirt right now. But if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you get that Harry Potter merch. The link will be in the description. I'm wearing a Slytherin one because people have just coined me a Slytherin.
Yeah, you coined yourself.
People, but I only coined, okay, I took multiple quizzes that coined me Slytherin first.
Yeah.
But without that, people nonstop are like, you're Slytherin, you're Slytherin.
I've seen some comments saying people saying that I'm a Slytherin.
I've seen that too.
But I like the idea that I seem like a Hufflepuff, but I'm really a Slytherin.
Yes. We are recording another Harry Potter recap today, and I have some notes about that. Didn't like how they acted in this one, and I'm upset that people think that of me, so we'll get to that. But yeah, make sure you buy the sweatshirts. I'm wearing it right now.
Also, the Dobby shirt, it's new.
Oh yes, so. Dobby is my alter ego. I don't want to spoil anything. I feel like I'm like, first of all, acting as somebody else right now with this pen. this pen has changed my life. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody else, and I don't even spoil it for myself, but I've seen some concerning comments today about Harry Potter. Tagging me, DMing me. Something going on with Dobby that I should know about.
This is what I would...
I'm already starting to tear up.
Okay, so like, this is the problem. This is what I was worried about. Why would, like... The people who do that
are fucked up.
Are so rude. really rude. No, I've seen like, why would like, you oh. tag? Like, it's like, oh, like, just wait. Yeah. At, like, why would you do that? They're she hasn't seen me. The movies the, yet.
Tagging me is the most disrespectful part.
Yeah.
DMing me is so right. disrespectful.
DMing you is very disrespectful.
And saying things that are upsetting
you
to me.
You have not watched the movie yet.
I haven't.
So they're just spoiling it for you.
They are. And
that's pretty fucked
don't
up.
Don't even tell me.
I'm not going to, but that's pretty fucked up.
It is.
Yeah.
And I'm upset about it. It's yep. making me upset. And they're throwing you into it. They're like, how could Fran let her go on like this? She has to.
You've never seen the
I
movies.
I haven't seen the other movies. What is she supposed to stop me and spoil
what,
it?
Am I supposed to just ruin, like, just tell you how it all ends?
I know, Fran. These people.
That's...
Take the pen.
It's just like, you can't get... The recaps are so good because we're getting your genuine reaction to the first time
exactly.
watching the movie.
Exactly.
I'm not going to spoil the movie.
Now, maybe it's my bad. I shouldn't be clicking comments. But when I'm tagged,
when I'm tagged, and
you're responding to my story, I check my DMs.
Yeah.
So when you're responding to my story, I'm probably going to see that.
I find that incredibly rude.
It is. It's incredibly like, rude.
To just
have some couth.
Yeah. Like for you to be like, oh, I'm watching the movies for the first time. And like someone's on there responds to your story like, oh, like just wait like that or whatever. Whatever they were saying, I don't even want to guess.
I don't even
so,
want to tell you.
Exactly. So we're not going to talk. We're not going to talk about it anymore.
We won't. But let's get into the show today.
Let's
put this pen down again. Wow, no.
There we go.
All right. Let's get into the topics. No, give it back. Give it back.
Go through the topics first. I'll give it back to you.
Okay. All right. Let's. I have a notepad in front of me. All right. Let's get into today's topics. We have Rihanna and ASAP Rocky are expecting their first child together. Beautiful pictures have been released. Chase Stokes is dating Steve Jobs' daughter, Eve Jobs. Cracks me up
allegedly.
Every time. Allegedly. Apparently, allegedly. We're going to be talking about Summer House drama, Kristen Craig, Paige, Love Triangle. We finally got the truth about that from this week's Summer House. And there's also rumors that Harry Jowsey and Khloe Kardashian are hooking up. Great topics this week. And also an awesome
so
interview.
Fun.
We had Melissa Gorga in. This interview was like 45 minutes long. She is like our cool ass aunt that we could hang out, talk to all day long.
I didn't want to like, you know, there were parts where she kept saying, you know, me and Joe, like, we go out all the time. We have our date nights. We go out with our friends. I didn't want to be like, can me and Rhea like come to
your
dinner?
I'm telling you.
I really would like
we
to
will,
go to, out to dinner with them.
We will go to dinner with them because I have a mutual friend with them that has invited me many of times now being like, I'm going to set up a dinner with us and the Gorgas.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it.
I would really love that. It would be so much fun. Okay, you can have your pen back.
Thank
now.
You. You know I love a good meal. Good wine with good people. And that includes the Gorga. So, all right. As soon as you gave the pen back, it came back.
Yep. The all smile right. on your face once the pen hit your hand again.
I fucking love this pen. Also matches my scrunchie. Cool. Okay. Let's get into it. Starting off with Rihanna and ASAP.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Big, big news. Very exciting news for this podcast specifically. ASAP Rocky and Rihanna are having a baby, expecting their first child. They are pregnant. Rihanna looks...
Sound the alarms.
Rihanna looks...
stunning.
Breathtaking.
Couldn't label her the prettiest pregnant person ever.
Jaw-dropping.
She is just the prettiest person ever anyway.
People say you glow when you're pregnant. I never see glow like that.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like, genuinely looked fake, the pictures. And ASAP, what a handsome guy.
Yep. The two...
Pretty motherfucker.
Yeah. And Sly Dogs, you know? She threw us off the scent. There was all those rumors. Everyone was saying, you know, they're having a baby. She's been wearing giant coats for quite some time. And then finally, they did like a planned, not planned photo shoot. Kind of like they were on the streets of Harlem. They were taken by a paparazzo.
Yeah.
And
a paparazzo.
How does that work? Like, do you think she...
Singular paparazzo.
Oh, so
one
like
paparazzo.
She like hit someone up.
One, paparazzo.
Paparazzi is plural.
Yeah, it was one
single pap.
It was a paparazzo.
A paparazzo.
Did she like contact them and be like, yes, hey, just meet me here?
It's a famous guy.
Oh, it is.
Who has known, I think his name is
Diggsy.
And
he has to be like, oh, let's, like, he probably makes so much money from that.
He's known to have like very good relationships with celebrities.
Yes.
So if there are times when, you know, like this, where you're not doing the full shoot, but like you want the good paparazzi pictures, whatever, you call Diggsy the paparazzo.
Her stummy must have been cold.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It was cold out in the beginning this week, but the way she had like that, the pink.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
It was such a beautiful color. I wonder if that was a subliminal message, she was wearing pink.
Oh, Fran, good call.
Or if she just like was like, that's this pink looks good.
That's why you're a scholar.
Yeah.
She looked amazing. I loved her Instagram post. It was like coming into Black History Month, like, and then it was her pregnant, and she's never posted with ASAP before. Picture with them. They are the best looking couple. Their baby is going to be the coolest fucking baby ever, the most stylish baby. Their baby is going to outstyle, outcool Blue Ivy, North, all the Kardashian kids.
Forget it.
Like, their
style is
impeccable. They're
all
going to
want to be friends with.
Oh, 100%. She's going to be the coolest kid, or he's going to be the coolest fucking kid alive. Unbelievable news. People were, oh my God, what is your take on this? What is my take on this? I'm the happiest person alive for them.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I feel happiness for them. I saw a very funny tweet that was like, we saw what ASAP was working with, and damn, Rihanna really just loves him for him. Like, that's crazy. But like, honestly, why wouldn't you? Like, they just were always meant to be together. You know, as one of those couples, I have an eye for these things. I gotta stop with this
the
pen.
It really is the pen. But I also realized, because I was talking about this recently as well, where it comes down to so many of my favorite couples are the ones that were friends first and then fell in love.
Yes. But like, remember,
this is a perfect example. Friends first, friends for a long time.
Long time. Long time.
Where he was not ready.
Calling her his sister.
Yeah. He was not ready.
Remember and then how I changed. Felt about Hailey and Justin.
Yeah.
And I was like, Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber belong together.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Happened. ASAP Rocky and Rihanna, I've been rooting for years. I've been like, they belong together. Together.
Baby.
Having a baby. They're tied having together for life now.
Yeah.
They're tied together.
No
matter
what.
Which was the happiest part for me. I was like, they're fucking tied together.
No matter what.
That baby
is connecting them.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome news. Happy for them.
So happy.
They seem so in love. They seem so happy. There's pictures from like, I think like a week ago. They're in New York City, Soho somewhere. The way Rihanna is looking at ASAP is like, she is so in love with him and he is so in love with her. Look at me. I'm looking up smiling, thinking about them.
There was this clip that was on the GQ Instagram this week. I don't know when it was from, if it was an old interview, a new interview or whatever, but it was the two of them together and it was just darling.
They are fabulous. Both of them. I'm just so happy for them. Congrats to ASAP and Rihanna. And we're never getting an album for her now. Never. Doesn't matter though. We're getting a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's far more
important. I saw one funny tweet that was like, what if she names the baby album?
Oh my God. Yeah, here she is.
Andy Cohen made that joke on Watch What Happens Live also. He said like, what if they're going to name the baby New Music?
You know what's weird?
And new it's music
like, Rihanna comes out with new music.
Yeah. Rihanna gives birth to new album.
Yeah.
Both of their names, I'm pretty sure, start with an R. Because her real name's Robin Fenty. Mm-hmm. And if I remember correctly, I'm pretty sure ASAP Rocky's real name starts with an R. So I would be curious. Yeah, Rakim. So yeah. I'd be curious to see what name the kid if it starts with an R.
Yeah.
Just something to, you know, look forward to.
You think she calls him Rakim?
I feel like
Rocky.
Yeah.
Rocky.
Flacco.
Rocky's a cool name.
Rocky
and I feel like
Rocky
that's not weird.
Cool
like, I know somebody in my family named Rocky. Yeah. His real name's Rocco.
I feel like she wouldn't call him either ASAP or Rocky. I feel like.
But, like, Rocky is a cute nickname.
Yeah.
I guess. Do you think he calls her Rihanna?
Probably calls her Riri.
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 Yeah. Riri.
Not Robin.
Or maybe Robin when she's in trouble.
Rob.
Yeah.
When they're.
Isn't that so weird? Like, to think about celebrities like calling like the real names,
their actual names.
Like Beyonce doesn't call Jay-Z Jay.
I'm sure she does.
No, she calls him Sean.
There's no way she calls him Sean.
I feel like she does.
I actually would put money on her not calling him Sean. I would say Jay.
I think I agree with I agree with that one.
You think she's like, hey, Jay.
Jay's a Jay-Z. Normal name.
Yeah, but that's not his name.
Wait, you're saying you think...
I think Beyonce calls Jay-Z Jay.
I actually think I agree with Rhea.
Really?
I cannot see her calling him Sean. He hasn't gone by Sean in so long. People call him Jay.
Yeah, but like the public.
Yeah, I don't know.
She probably calls him Hov.
I do normally lean toward... calling each other like the real name.
Yeah.
It's like Selena Gomez calling The Weeknd Abel. Like they call me, you know, yeah, no one's calling him The Weeknd.
Right, you can't. Well, that one's different because it's like The Weeknd.
Yeah, I guess it's more of a show Rocky, name.
People call him Rocky.
Yeah.
Because that's like a.
And The Weeknd, like, it just has a. You wouldn't be.
I feel like a lot of people.
Like, what's up, Weeknd?
Like what up, Week?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
But like, do you think.
They all call him Abel.
People call Drake Drake. Or they're like, if you're dating Drake, do you call him Drake or Aubrey?
Drake.
I feel like if you're dating him, you want to be different, and you're like, Aubrey.
I don't know. So many people with different names.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Like, does Kylie Jenner call Travis Scott Travis, or does she call him Jack, whatever his full name is?
Right, right.
It's got to be Travis.
Right.
Yeah. How do you think Drake's doing?
The answers we'll never have.
I'm sure Drake is... Was probably I'm more worried about Lil Uzi.
Yeah.
Remember when Lil Uzi posted that this can't be real?
Yeah, yeah. Oh man, yeah. I feel like
Rihanna is that girl, right?
Like, and I feel like Drake has had years to process that not happening.
Rihanna is that girl that every man in the world wants.
Yeah,
right. Everyone when they were, it's like Rihanna, and ASAP Rocky has that now. Mm-hmm.
Having a baby. Another thing.
And ASAP Rocky, like, let's give him credit. You know how much I love him.
Yeah.
My favorite. I am glad I picked the right one as my favorite rapper.
Yeah.
You know, if Rihanna likes him this much, that must mean he's a stand up guy.
I agree. I would like, Rihanna is such a Bravo fan as well. There's been a lot of jokes about the Housewives throwing her a baby shower, which would be incredible.
Like, and then ASAP shows up Andy's, at the end.
Like Andy's baby shower, but it's Andy's all the housewives, but sick. It's for Rihanna.
That would be so awesome.
Make a song about their kid together.
Yeah, just good
I
stuff.
I saw ASAP was in the studio like yesterday.
There's going to be music. I want.
If there isn't going to be from her, there will be from him.
I need more music from him specifically.
I think he'll put out new music and she'll be like singing on one of them.
Like, I actually like ASAP's music better than Rihanna's, but that's just personally. Obviously, I love Rihanna's music, but I would, if you were like, who do you want first? I would pick ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
But most people would probably pick Rihanna.
I would pick Rihanna, obviously.
Yes, obviously. But I'm happy for them. Congrats. Really cool. The pictures were stunning. Everyone was so excited. I'm happy that they're so open about it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That means they're really in love. Mm-hmm. And
it was their time. They felt like, let's let the world know.
Good for them. Tyler, the creator, is probably upset he lost them.
Yeah.
So, as much as I love ASAP Rocky and Rihanna, and I'm very happy for them. You see how I picked up that pen? I'm very happy for them.
I'm curious as to what topics you're queuing up right now.
Wait for it.
Okay.
Obviously, I was very excited to talk about that. This topic is my favorite topic of the week.
Now,
just for the subtle fact. That's Steve Jobs' daughter's name is Eve Jobs.
Yeah.
They literally said, we're just going to drop the ST and you're going to be named Eve
That'd
Jobs.
Like if you named your kid Aria.
Yeah.
Aria. Aria.
Nah.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Aunt Cheska.
Cheska. Yeah. Or Cheska.
Cheska.
My sister might name her kid Aria.
For a
boy?
Boy?
Girl.
Girl?
Like
from Pretty Little Liars?
No, Game of Thrones.
Oh.
But that's what the Y, though. Duh.
Game of Thrones would probably spell it differently, but also because of me.
Yeah. Why was my first thought Pretty Little Liars?
Can I say you gave such a toot?
But you want to know why? It's because there is an Arya that works here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a boy.
It's a boy.
So I think
he's a boy.
Yes, it's a boy.
It's a boy!
So I think I just hear it used that way. A lot.
Right.
Like, just more.
Yeah, no.
But no, yes. I mean, totally can be used for all. Used for all.
Exactly. Anyways, there's rumors that Chase Stokes is allegedly dating Eve Jobs. Now, I do...
All three of these last topics all have something to do with Dumas.
They do. And so, let's just get that out of the way now. But Dumas posted about it, said that they've been talking. Apparently, they've been on vacation. He's going to bring her to his brother's wedding in February. I don't even know how people fucking know this, but it's got to be someone close to them. But then I went to her Instagram, and lo and behold, Mr. Tay Stokes is commenting all over Eve Jobs' Instagram, every single Instagram.
So that's,
and that's the telltale sign.
Exactly. Like, you always read those submissions first being like, interesting, maybe, maybe not, you know? But when it actually, when you go and look and it's like, oh, so, and they're like flirty. They're flirty.
They're very much like, we're talking.
Yeah, like she posted a picture. The caption was on a Tuesday and he commented, it's the laces for me about her outfit. And then one before that, he commented, do you have a headache or something? Because he, like, she had her hands, like, up on her head. So, you know, he is visible, a visible presence on her Instagram.
This is when it starts to get sad.
Yeah.
Obviously, Madeline and Chase both going to move on.
Yeah.
It's when you start seeing it publicly where you're like, damn, they really did break up. But yeah. Honestly, this is making it real.
If this was real,
this calms me down, though. Like, I feel like this actually makes me think that, you know,
they could be
friends. Like, they could be okay. Yeah. Like, they're not, you know, they're dating. They're both dating other people. It's like, we can both go into a new filming a new season, being like, we're just.
He kind of won in a way, if this is real, like, just money wise. You know, Eve Jobs, Zach Bia. Secure the bag.
I don't know about that.
I wouldn't.
Oh, she doesn't have any money.
I wouldn't jump on Zach Bia's short. I wouldn't sell him so short there.
Well, I don't think he has a ton of money.
I think Zach Bia
might have a lot of money.
I don't think he. I think he's friends with people who have tons of money.
The way Zach Bia dresses, I think he's got money.
Also, I think people send him free clothes, probably.
Also, and this might just be like a bad guess, but if you're in the best clubs and bars, like underage. When you're from living in California, like you're
paying,
probably like your parents probably have money.
Right.
No.
Listen to me. The first time I ever went to a club, I was 16. I was at like one of those weird bars in the city that you could go when you were underage. They didn't ID you.
We got made.
I was with a group of friends.
Yeah.
And these two young kids who were like our age came up to us. So we were like, okay, it's not like older people, like whatever.
Yeah.
One of them knew one of my friends barely through other people, whatever. And we were like, okay, they're cool. They're our age. We'll hang out with them. They were like, do you guys want to go to Up and Down? And we were like, we're all 16, including you guys. How are you going to get us into Up and Down? They were like, we'll get you into Up and Down.
Yeah.
Showed it to Up and Down. These kids paid $10,000 to get us into Up and Down.
Yeah.
And what did we do? We were let right in. The bouncer, no questions asked, no IDs checked.
I know his origin story.
Well, I mean, we all know his origin story was that he got mistaken for being in Fetty Wap's
squad. I know. But also, he's like tried to make it known that like he didn't come from money. Like he keeps trying to say that. Like, I did not come from money.
Okay.
My parents don't have money.
Yeah.
Then maybe that's not the case.
I think that was like on BFFs actually recently.
This makes me happy.
I don't like winning. I don't like arguing.
I'm not saying win. I was just joking. Like, oh, he
I don't like that either.
I don't like a winning. I don't like that.
I don't like a winning the breakup conversation.
But you have to admit that there was.
Neither do I. If they're both happy, then that's all that matters, regardless of how much money
they have. Lovely.
I think that's a lovely way to look at it. And I think that everyone should listen to your advice, Fran, and listen to that hard, and say that nobody is winning any breakup if both people are happy.
Correct.
Just a joke.
I don't know.
No, we're kidding. I understood what you were saying.
Yes.
No,
Steve Jobs. Does seem like
Steve Jobs.
Except that's something that came up the other day when we were talking about it, that she doesn't apparently have, or she didn't get a lot of his money or something.
I don't know. This is the thing. He made it very clear, I think, pre his death, and his, you know, wife had made it very clear that all their bajillion dollars that they have was gonna go to just philanthropic areas, and there wasn't going to be like, not all the money that they have amassed is just gonna be passed down to the children. Now, I don't think that means none of the money is gonna be passed down. Like, I don't think they just leave them with nothing. And from what you can see, like, Eve, he's in school. She's a, you know, was a college student, big horseback rider. It's a very expensive sport. So, you know, there's a lot
you
of...
you did it as a kid.
and then I had to quit because it was too expensive. So, so to be able to keep, like, to continue to do it and, like, do it competing at a really high level, which she does, is insanely expensive.
Could you, are you, like, could you ride a horse right now?
Yes.
So you're, like, talented?
You know... I mean, like, I'm not Eve Jobs. Like, I'm not, like... An Olympic equestrian.
You know how trash Kendall. I am that I've never ridden a horse.
Like, Kendall's also a very good horseback rider.
Yeah.
You know what
that
I just realized?
That does seem like the richest thing to do. Like, I'm
it's
a
very
a horse
expensive sport.
Sport?
It is a sport.
It's a sport. Equestrian.
Like a race against other horses?
It's an Olympic sport. Equestrian. Jumping.
No, I know equestrian.
Dressage.
I know that. Oh,
what is dressage?
Dressage is like horse dance.
But you're
when they,
yeah.
When they like,
you're not a jockey.
No, it's not horse racing.
Yeah, yeah. For a second there, I was like, wait, what?
Which is also
imagine
a, which is also a sport
in a horse race.
Also a sport.
I know
both,
I know that.
Both things sports.
Listen, to this Fran also played the piano.
I did play.
The you know, there's one song the I could play on the piano.
Not that well, no.
See, I used to play the guitar. I couldn't play it now.
One song I could play on the piano.
What's that?
Miley Cyrus, When I Look at You.
Oh.
I could play Silent Night.
I'd love to hear that one day. What can you play? I bet you could play a whole
and we
no, I really
and,
can't.
Walk This Way by
I really.
Smith.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Walk This yeah. Way! Yeah. That'd be sick.
Yeah. I've lost. Once you stop playing for a while, it's hard.
Next time we go somewhere and we get an Airbnb, we need a piano in the house because I need no one to play Walk This Way.
Clocks by Coldplay.
That's a good
beautiful.
One.
That's a good one.
That was my.
Pocket.
That was like the Dance Monkey Dance, like little kid, like yeah. When your parent, like when my parents would have their friends over, mm-hmm. They'd be like, "Okay, everyone, Francesca's gonna play Clocks."
I feel like that's a hard
like,
one.
Sit at the piano.
That is hard.
And play Clocks.
You should be proud of yourself. Yeah. Don't sell yourself short.
I took piano lessons for like 10 years.
Like
so.
The stuff I play is just like I can do it like one finger.
You yeah. Have like beautiful piano fingers.
I have long fingers, which
yeah,
helps.
Good for
you
the piano.
I was gonna make a joke.
What yeah. Is it? Thumbs?
I was gonna make you don't need your thumbs?
No.
To play piano.
Thank God.
Mean, you do.
No, really?
Yeah.
Did you have trouble in
to
typing?
To properly play the piano, you absolutely need your thumbs.
Did you have trouble typing in typing school?
They're not like nubs.
I mean, typing, you don't use your thumb as much.
You remember
in the proper
remember
typing
when,
in the
yeah,
in
you don't
the
use your thumb
what's
on typing.
The program? You,
I,
the,
I don't remember. I know what you're talking
remember
about.
Remember when
Beavis
they would try
where
to
cover the
what's
the
name?
Yeah.
So you memorize it.
I got that shit memorized.
Keyboard.
Remember when they would tell you to use your thumbs for the space bar, though? That was some bullshit. Who uses their thumbs?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Oh, Mavis Beacon. Mavis Beacon. That was what we would do.
Boom, 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 boom.
In computer class, when everyone would see how many words, like how many words you could type.
I loved computer class.
Yeah, so anyway, Chase Stokes, I mean, Jesus, boy, did we just lose it there. They've been hanging out. I think he's from Orlando. Like, he's been spending time at home in Florida. I believe Eve trains... You know, her barn, their equestrian life is in Florida as well, so they're close to each other, and they got something going on.
They do, and I'm happy for him because he was wilding out. We saw a lot of TikToks, which is completely fine. You do that, single you, fresh off a breakup, wild out, do your thing, and he's obviously going to find someone new.
Exactly. So that seems to be the newest, a new relationship potentially there.
What do you think about visiting the set of Outer Banks, though? Do you think they keep that separate, or...?
I think rip the Band-Aid off.
If they're okay with it, it should be okay,
exactly.
Right? Like, if they're going to be
if
friends...
If they're fine with it, that's fine.
That's almost a better way to get it moving.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Rip the Band-Aid off. Be like, this is the girl I'm dating. This is the boy you're dating, maybe. I don't know. And, like, you just have to leave it at that.
If you're Chase, do you think you're asking, like, a lot of questions about her dad? Like, I would be so curious. Just like, what was he like?
I
what
would
was
assume,
Steve like?
I would assume she probably tells him. Like, if they get close, she starts opening up, she probably on her own is telling
even
him.
Even though,
that.
Like, a lot
and then,
of reports are that they didn't really have a great relationship.
I don't think they did.
Wasn't he kind of a dick?
Yeah. Did you guys watch the movie? The Michael Fassbender one? Great movie.
With Ashton Kutcher?
No, that's a terrible movie. But they did one called Just Jobs, not Steve Jobs, with Seth Rogen was in it.
Oh.
He played, what's his name? Wasowski,
and this is also his
Aaron
Sorkin older daughter as well.
How old?
I think like that was a lot of focus on his. He has his first child, Reed, and then there's Aaron, and then there's Eve, I think.
Eve, this was so funny.
Oh, but then there was the daughter. This is
from
where
the past
it was.
Marriage.
He was not. He's only been married, I'm pretty sure, one time.
From his past relationship.
There's Lisa, who
that's
she's the daughter of Steve Jobs and Chrisanne Brennan. Jobs initially denied paternity for several years, which led to a legal case and various media reports in the early days of Apple. Lisa and Steve eventually reconciled, and he accepted his paternity. And she's much older. She was born in 1978, and Steve's first child with his wife, Lauren, was 1991.
Wait, did you ever watch the movie, Fran?
No.
Oh, you guys should watch it. It's good.
Is that the...
Aaron Sorkin wrote it.
Oh, the Aaron Sorkin...
And what's his name directed it? Really good director. It won an Oscar. Or got
my
nominated.
Favorite.
That's not the one with Ashton Kutcher?
No.
Fun fact about that movie,
it was my hangover movie in college. Anytime really? I was hungover, I'd watch the Ashton Kutcher because it was so bad, it would just make
just
me feel
asleep.
Good. No, it would just make me like laugh because I'm like,
oh,
this
so there's
acting is so bad.
Steve Jobs.
I can't see Ashton Kutcher playing
so there's
Steve
the movie
Jobs.
Steve Jobs film. That was directed by Danny Boyle, written
yes.
by Aaron Sorkin. That's
oh,
Michael.
Yes.
That's a Michael Fassbender.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The full name Steve Jobs is... Yes, Danny
yes.
Boyle. That's a good one. Just Jobs, Ashton Kutcher.
Jobs.
Bad. There's a scene.
He's the Ashton Kutcher one.
In that movie with Ashton Kutcher where it is so bad that it's good.
I've seen neither. So
watch the good one.
I can't comment on
it's like if you
I
don't
can't
care
comment
about
on either
company.
One besides the fact that Eve and Chase.
Good for them.
Yeah.
No joke, I think I might have a Cane's sauce problem. I was at Raising Cane's the other day getting my box combo with extra sauce on the side like usual. I have an order. When I eat my Cane's, it goes crinkle cut fries, chicken fingers, the Texas toast, and finish strong with the slaw. So I start eating, and before I know it, I'm scraping the bottom of my sauce, and I wasn't even done with my fries yet. This habit is escalating, and I'm 100% here for it. Dip into Cane's. Get extra sauce for me, please.
So while some things you can... fact check and see like, oh, you know, Chase, Eve, they follow each other on Instagram, they're commenting, seems like there's some kind of actual connection, whether it's friendship or more than that, we don't know, we can just speculate. On the other side of that is when you get instances like this where someone submits a story about Harry Jowsey and Khloe Kardashian dating and him bringing flowers to her house. And just an absolutely absurd submission, right? It says, one of my closest friends works at a very well-known PR agency in LA, and it's confirmed that Khloe and Harry are talking. Apparently, they've been DMing back and forth and texting, and then last night, he picked up a Bentley and flowers just to deliver them to her house. Dumas posted that and was like, first of all, wrote, you know, no fucking way. Like, there's no way this is true. And then someone else commented, like, yeah, there's no way that this is true. But it is crazy how much now... things move through that account because Harry just capitalized on this big time and he posted a carousel of photos and the second or third one was inside a Bentley with all these flowers in the passenger seat. No, didn't acknowledge it in the caption, didn't reshare. It was just like slid it in with a mix of all other photos of himself, totally knowing what he's doing. And that blew up so fast. And Khloe was also so quick. She must have seen it in 2 seconds. She saw it on all the Kardashian fan accounts and she commented in one, all caps, not true.
This is so funny to think
absolutely
about.
Absolutely not true is what she wrote.
I didn't really believe this one.
No.
Because I just cannot see Khloe Kardashian and Harry Jowsey together.
No.
I feel like Khloe Kardashian would step all over Harry Jowsey. But he obviously knows how to play into the social media game. We've seen it time and time again. He's great at TikTok. He's got his podcast. He knows how to play people. He did it forever with Francesca.
Yeah.
He knows how to get the people talking.
Strategically smart move.
So smart to have people. And then to have
and
Khloe
he did
Kardashian.
It so fast.
And to have Khloe Kardashian step in and comment.
Yeah.
Comment. Why did I say it like that? It's this fucking pen. I'm making sure every segment now to mention this pen. People are going to say, we have to throw this pen away. Yeah. But it's really smart. You get Chloe involved, and it's just funny all around to think about the fact that there is a rumor of Harry Jowsey and Khloe Kardashian.
That's so ridiculous.
There is no way Khloe Kardashian is going through this traumatic experience with Tristan Thompson, finding out he's fathering somebody else's baby. 2 weeks later, she's with Harry Jowsey. There's no way. There's just no way.
No, but it's funny. You can laugh at it, and you know Harry's done some questionable things for clout, and this one... I gotta be honest, can't blame him.
Like, oh no, not at all. Can't blame Khloe Kardashian.
To try and capitalize off a rumor that you're dating Khloe Kardashian, you're just jumping into that one head first, which is also why I bet Khloe was so fast to be like, what the fuck? No. Like, no.
If you have a rumor that you're dating one of the Kardashians, you have to run with it.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably how Pete and Kim ended up together. It was like, Pete was like, oh, I see an opening here. People think that there might be something. I'm in.
And this is just going to continue, and it does happen already, but it's just interesting to even think about the account as a whole, like, just everything about Dumas to begin with, you know? Because
it's
now...
It's really crazy. It's just picked up so much in the last year.
So much, and... And now, like, the power that that person has, like, the way that goes to your head to be the person who fucking made that up out of nowhere, because people do that all the time, like, and fan accounts do it all the time to, like, try and, it's like, oh, I'm going to send this, and they're going to post it, and people are going to talk about it. This person sent this in, whatever, like, you know, it was whatever, fake submission, and... You have Khloe Kardashian commenting about it. Like, you reached Khloe. Like, your submission has made it to Khloe Kardashian.
Props to that person.
It's wild.
It's a dangerous account.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, people are just going to try and continue to come up with more and more absolutely absurd things, because the most absurd things are the ones that make the celebrities comment, because they're like, fuck, no. Like, right. What the fuck?
Like, Khloe's like, I don't need people thinking I'm dating Harry
Jowsey. Yeah, like, I got to get ahead of this one quick. So if you were rooting for that one, not happening. Already a fantastic season of Summer House that we're getting. And I know it's hard because it's on Monday nights and The Bachelor, and we're obviously doing a ton for The Bachelor. So once we are able to actually watch Summer House and talk about it, it makes me so happy. But this episode, Craig came to visit, and it's this whole big thing because Paige and Andrea, you know, like, what's happening? They're still having their flirty moments. Andrea and Craig are talking because they were friends in Winterhouse, and the drama's great. And now, once again, Dumas, you know, comes into play here, because Lindsay pulls Paige aside and is like, I got to tell you, you know, friend to friend here, I talked to Austin, and apparently it's Craig hooking up with Kristen Cavallari. And we all read these submissions when they were coming out. And so it's funny because Paige's reaction was like, I mean, I've seen it on Dumas, but, like, I don't know, like, if it's real or not real or whatever. And so she asks Craig about it, and he responds. He's like, yeah, it was me, whatever. He says what he says a couple of times. I don't know. He's trying to play it off like, me and Paige, like, we agreed we can see other people, like, the whole thing.
Which they did.
Which they did, 100%. You're changing the game when it's Kristen Cavallari. You just are. You just are. You can have as many rules as you want, but you're playing a different game when you throw Kristen into the mix. And Paige was so cute because even in her confessional, she's like, I mean, like, it's Kristen Cavallari. I love her.
Yeah.
So she's, of course, upset about it. And then Craig went to, like, bad, like, Southern Charm Craig, where he's like, Paige, I didn't think you were this weak. Like, being so rude. And, like, why are you letting this get to you? Lindsay, she fucking sucks. Like, starts berating Lindsay. And then he's like, Austin's a loser. Lindsay's a loser. He's having this total, like, moment where you can tell he is very defensive. So clearly he's trying to cover up something, because now all of it, he's blaming Lindsay. He's blaming Austin. He's yelling about everyone. And he's yelling at Paige, and it's like, I don't like what I'm seeing. And Maya was like, this dude just gaslit the shit out of you. Like, oh, you're so weak. Like, are you kidding me? You're not weak at all. So all the girls are upset. We'll see what happens. But what was funny after this episode came out is that a source, wasn't Kristen Cavallari directly, but a source, told Us Weekly that, like, that hookup between Kristen and Craig never happened, that he made it up.
I just don't believe that.
Can't be possible.
That can't be possible, because why would he want to get in trouble with Paige?
Exactly.
Like there is no reason for him to make that up.
No reason. Like there's no, and there's just, even for like, even for the clout, like there's no reason. You're in this house for the weekend. You're visiting Paige, like want to have a good weekend. You just traveled to the Hamptons. You're thinking you'll have like some nice, you go on a date, like, you know, maybe you hook up, you have a nice time. To shoot yourself in the foot and be like, and lie and be like, yeah, I hooked up with Kristen Cavallari, and then have Paige be mad at you the whole weekend. Why would you do that?
It would seem like a ridiculous lie. I think she's just embarrassed. I think she's just like, I don't want people thinking I hooked up with Craig and whoever she's probably dating
now. Or just anyone. Like, or I think anybody. She would say it about anyone.
And also, whoever, she might be dating somebody now that she is lying to them about it and she doesn't want them to know. I 100% believe they did, because I don't think Craig would just say that and then ruin his weekend with Paige, like you said. I think that would be ridiculous. If anything, he would lie and be like, no, I didn't hook up with Kristen Cavallari. I don't need that.
Exactly. If anything, he would be like, Lindsay's lying. Like, I didn't do that.
Exactly. So I think that it's bullshit now that sources are saying they didn't, because I think it's very clear they did. But I'm just happy to see that Paige and Craig are happy together.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
Like, we're watching these fights now, and it's beginning talking stages. They're not fully together yet. I'm happy to see where they are now.
I am too, but I will say, just, you know, Craig, I didn't like that.
Yeah. And hopefully Craig's coming in here soon.
I know. I would love to have him. We want to have him.
We were in talks to have Craig in here.
And
we're in talks.
It's the fucking pen. That we should. We're in talks to have.
I tapped it. Like, we need a replay on that. I tapped it. We're in talks to have Craig in here.
Closed door talks to have Craig back in here.
I might sit here all night and study. Like the way that I've been having this pen in my hand.
But yeah, no. I just I didn't like that. And however, what I did like was there was a comment from Pat Southern Charm, like just on a Bravo post, being like, ah, the drama is so good in Summer House.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, just wait till Southern Charm. Like, oh, fuck yeah. I can't wait.
Honestly,
it's
I'm
like the most excited
in.
For Southern Charm I've ever been. I think, going into this season. So there's that. I just want to, you know, make it clear.
Craig didn't
love the way you spoke to her there. Clearly, you guys are making it work. They were very cute at the Giggly Squad show that this week in LA that Craig was at. They looked adorable. But don't be talking to her like that.
Yeah, no, we won't have that.
Yeah, no, we won't.
Whether you're tossing the ball around with buddies or picking off passes like a pro, Optimum Nutrition can help unlock more you. Tackle your recovery with Gold Standard 100% Whey, which has 24 grams of high-quality protein per serving and more than 15 delicious, easy-to-mix flavors. Put the world's number one to the test. Available at stores nationwide and online at OptimumNutrition.com. Euromonitor International Limited, Consumer Health 2023 Edition, and custom research conducted February to March 2023. Retail sales of whey protein powder in 2022.
All right, everyone. We are here with a very special guest. We have Melissa Gorga in studio. This is now your third time on the show, I would say.
Yes.
You were here one other time. Then we did over Zoom. Now you're back. We were recently...
Thank God.
We were recently with your husband who was here on the show.
Yes.
And he gave us some great words of wisdom that we used on our live tour.
I'm sure he did.
No, we really did. No, I did. Like, I ended every show.
Started.
Oh, started.
Started.
I started every show with... something he said to me.
Come on.
Every single show.
Oh,
I started.
Oh, don't tell him this.
I started every single show and I said, recently we had Joe Gorga on the podcast and he said, if you like me, if you don't, what was it? I said it before every show.
It was like,
now I can't remember.
Now
he's
here.
No. He's like, look, if you like me, and if you don't like me, fuck off. Or like, fuck you, or whatever.
And so
if you don't
like me,
fuck
every
you.
Show like that, and then we took a shot.
Oh, and that's exactly what he would do.
Exactly. Yes. So we like really channeled that energy. And then recently, we just talked about this before we started, but we'll talk about it here. My parents and my whole family, basically, like both my aunts, my cousins, all went to Joe's Long Island show.
And it was
show.
All shows for them to go to. Like, that's the one.
Yeah. It was right after he was on our
and
show.
It was right
also.
After, very, very recently after. And so when I brought up to you that they went, you go, oh no. Don't tell me it was the Long Island show.
I
said, no, it was the Long Island show.
You have no idea the secondhand embarrassment that I had from that show. He was just not himself. He was, first of all, he took Sudafed.
Yeah.
He felt stuffy. He didn't feel good. So at one point during the day, he took a couple Sudafed.
Yeah.
Well, when he gets to every show, like, people are excited for him to be there. So whoever owns the space or whatever it is always has, like,
Johnny Walker Black.
Yes.
Or not even black, blue, which is like drinking gasoline.
Right. Yep.
Waiting for him because that's like his thing.
Right. Well, it's like 87 proof.
I think it was like half gone by the time he had gone onto the stage. And with the Sudafed, it hits different.
I've been there. Like, no, it hits I've like taken you're in another world. Before I knew how to take allergy medicine, which is weird, there was one night I remember that I took, you know, you take like one Zyrtec or one Allegra, one Claritin, like for the day. I remember taking like two or three Claritin because I thought it was like Sudafed or whatever. And I was so fucked up. Like you're allergy like medicine mixed with alcohol, it'll do that to you.
Yeah. Johnny Sudafed Walker just blew straight half a bottle by the time he, because the guys were like, you know, they were like Italian, Long Island guys. Yep. They were all like, what's up, Joe? Let's go. We got
I mean, I've got to bring up the pictures now just for the YouTube aspect of
okay,
it.
Okay, but yeah, that is, he got on the stage and he was literally staring.
He literally looks like he's a part of my family.
He oh does. My God, that's so cute. Did you explain to your mom that he had a bad day?
Yeah.
they were there for it.
Rhea sent me such a funny text afterwards.
Were
she was
they
like,
dying? Were they like, something's wrong with this guy? He's not a normal guy.
Like, Rhea texted me was like,
give me her
Joey,
honest reaction before
they
she
were like, we're worried. Joe Gorga's show was wild.
Literally, they called me up. Actually, I was on my way out that night when they FaceTimed me and I was like, I can't FaceTime right now, Mama. They were like, no, you have to answer. And I answered and they were like, you won't fucking believe what happened at the show. My dad, my aunts like got into fights with people at the crowd. My aunt, I'm pretty sure, called another woman a cunt in
the
crowd.
Oh, that was so nice of them.
There was a lot going on. But they were like, he was really fucked up. And my dad goes, we never got to hear the end of his story about the construction guy. Like they were like, we never got to hear the end of the stories.
No, I can't believe he said that. Do you know what's the biggest running? So I was there. I don't go to all of them. I was there that night with a table of friends. We joke with him now every day. All he said the whole time he was on, so let me tell you about the guy Javier. Yes. Let me tell you about
Javier. That's my dad.
So I'm
going
to get to the point and tell you about Javier. By the time we left, we're like, where the fuck is Javier?
Yeah. That's what my dad said. He said, we never fucking learned what happened with Javier. Yeah, we're on the edge of our seat.
I love it. That is his star. No, it was secondhand embarrassed. Like, if I could crawl under the table. Yeah. And also feel bad for my husband at the same time. Because I'm like, this is not like him. I don't know what's happening right now. I wanted to die. And I was mortified for him. So I literally had to go on stage and take him off.
Yeah.
I didn't know what else to do. I didn't want him to end up saying something like really bad that he's going to cancel us. Yeah. Who the hell knows? Like,
you're like the Long Island crowd too. They'll be the first to like videotape you.
But also the Long Island crowd, like if he says something cancelable, they'll probably just agree.
Yeah.
I was just like, I don't think he even knows like what he's saying. He's not in his right mind. I'm like, I got to get him off the stage. Right. And he got annoyed. When I went up on the stage, he looked at me like, get off the stage.
He's like, this is my show.
And I'm like, no, you get off the stage.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure one of them, because obviously they felt bad for him too, because they had heard him on our show and they're like, he's great. They watch him. They love you guys. Obviously, that's why they went to the show or else they wouldn't have went. Pretty sure somebody messaged him being like, don't worry about the other night. Like, you did your best. I was like, you guys don't need to do that. But
that
that's very nice
so
of you.
Sweet. No, he actually got a lot of messages saying, like, they all knew he was not in his right mind. There was a couple assholes in the crowd.
Right, of course.
Which I got, because, you know, it didn't mean to happen. It was bad, though. I'll just tell you. It was bad. It was on TMZ.
But it's probably a funny thing to look back on now. You're laughing about it now.
Oh, now we all laugh about Javier every single day. Yeah. We're all like, what happened with Javier, Joe?
Right.
You got the answers yet?
Anytime he gets like a little long-winded, you'd be like, all right, Javier.
Yes. Like every time he's about to go to a show now, I'm like, just don't talk about Javier. Yeah. Like, whatever you do, don't talk about. But every other show, and just to wrap this up in his defense, he's really good at it.
Yeah.
He makes everyone laugh. I was in complete shock because, I mean, he makes everyone laugh at the expense of me most of the time because he's talking about my vagina and anything else he can like think of sexually, but he literally makes people laugh. He's that guy. Like, if you come to dinner with us as couples, he's gonna make you laugh the whole time we're there, just talking about life. You know, he's a lifer.
Absolutely. He made us crack up in here. We
and
were dying.
He was you would have thought like Brad Pitt was walking through this office. Like, all the guys like in the office, they were like, oh, Joe Gorga's here. Like, they were all freaking out.
They all stopped him
for
a picture.
All, like, he was
the most
here an
anyone's
extra,
been stopped for a picture.
He was here for like an extra 20 minutes.
There's been some pretty famous people in this building.
After, like, serious?
Everyone was like, oh my God, we gotta get a picture. We have to get a picture with Joe.
Really?
It was
oh
so
my God,
funny.
He must have been loving that. He
yeah,
must have been
it was
loving
so
that.
Good. Like, but now you can kind of like combat that, right? Like, he's on stage comedy. He's talking about you. Now you have your podcast.
Yes.
You can talk about him.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Yes. And I do too. Yes. Yeah. I've been throwing him under the bus in my on my podcast like crazy. You have
and
no
your
idea.
Podcast is called On Display with Melissa Gorga.
On Display.
When
yes.
can people listen to it?
So it's every Thursday morning. We drop a new one. It's been super fun. I have a lot of my celebrity friends and guests come on too. But then there's ones that I just do with the fam and with Joe. And they're the most fun, obviously, because, you know, I admitted to everyone that I once made him take a lie detector test because I thought he was getting his thought he was getting a blowjob, and I heard it all over the phone. I swear I heard it. I swear.
Can you tell us that story?
Oh my God. So it was actually the morning my sister-in-law was leaving to be taken to prison. Mm-hmm. And it was a Sunday morning, and he went out, and he was, I guess, because we own properties, there was a snow, it was snowy. So he went to like break the snow off something at one of his buildings or something. So he says his phone was in his sweats, and his sweats were big, so it was like jiggling around in there. And he was moaning. He was like, he was like hitting it, and he was like, and it pocket dialed me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, like this is happening. I freaked.
But you couldn't hang up. You were like, I have to listen
hang
to this
up.
Through.
I fell to my knees like a whack job. Like, what is that? I was like, I heard it, and then I heard the word dick. So I could have swore he said, like, suck.
Yeah.
So I lost my shit. So what do? I call his phone right away. I'm like, where are you? I heard you. I'm like frantic. Yeah. I am frantic. And he was like, what? Like, what are you? I'm digging. I have a shovel. Like, and I'm like, no, you're moaning. You're moaning. You said the word dick. I heard it. What are you being sucked on? Like, what is happening? Like,
being sucked off over there?
Yeah. Like, I completely freaked out. And he, you know, he basically, then, oh, hold on. Hold on. This is the thing. So right away, I'm like, FaceTime. Like, I press FaceTime. Yes. Motherfucker doesn't answer.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, now you're done.
Yeah.
Now you're done. Because if you're sitting in your truck with a shovel,
then
answer the FaceTime. I'm like, why do you need to? Because you're crazy. I'm like, what? So that's what made me go nutty, that he didn't answer the FaceTime. But I really was like in another state. Right. I was a savage. Like, I was freaking out. So when he came home, I was like, you're not allowed in this house. He's like, why? I'm like, lie detector test now or you're not coming home. And so, no, actually, let me just
someone like did you have to hire a professional?
No, so he was at work all day. Let me reiterate. He was at work all day. I'm calling lie detector people.
Yeah.
Okay. So I find one. It's, you know, I tell him, just meet me there because you're not coming home. Meet me there. He's late to everything. Okay. Yeah. And I talk about this all on my podcast. Yeah. This is crazy. And everyone agrees with me on this. He's late to everything. He was there before me. Okay.
Ooh.
Sitting there. I was like, what'd you do? Go up there and pay her off?
Yeah, yeah. Did she suck your dick?
She was in. That's me. I'm like. So you have never been early to an appointment in your life. Like, how much did you write the check for?
Yeah.
And he was just looking at me. I just couldn't get past it. Like, I was like, and he's not. I've never caught Joe cheating. I've never caught anything. But you could, like, I swore he passed the lie detector test. But who cares? Like, maybe he knows how to pass one.
Yeah. Are you still convinced that it's not 100% true?
No, I think now, like, the way he describes the story and what was going on that morning with him and his sister, they had a talk.
Right.
And he was pissed.
Yeah.
And when he's mad, he does talk stupid. Yeah. So I could see him, like, shoveling, like, dick, son of a fuck. Like, and I'm here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Like, I was freaking out.
I don't know
out.
If he could focus in a blowjob if his sister's going to prison that morning, too.
Right, like, you know? Who does
that? It'd be kind of disrespectful.
To be honest, that was one of his points to fix it. He's like, who, as their sister is being taken away, is sitting there on a Sunday morning while their wife is home and just, like, enjoying that? And I'm like, all right,
good point.
Fine.
Good
maybe
point.
Like, I'm like, you're lucky this time, but don't let me hear it again.
Have you guys hit a point yet where he, and I know you guys, I'm sure, go back and forth a ton, but has he been like, please don't talk about this on the podcast?
No, I just threw him under the bus completely. So I ratted him out on so many other things, too.
Yeah.
And I love it because he gets all excited. You saw when he comes here. He likes it, right?
Yeah.
So he sits down. I'm like, tell everybody why you're so bad at this. And he's just like, he just looks at me from across the table. And I'm like, yeah, tell them how jealous you are. Tell them that, like, you're not really that cool when I want to go out to dinner with my girlfriend. Like, I'll just rip them. I just, like, rip them. Like, the other day we had a story about, I was going to New York City having a girls' night with all the girls, like me and my family, my cousins and my sisters. We do it like once a year to go see like a show in the city and have a whole sleepover night out. So, you know, the guys don't go. He calls me at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He's like, yeah, me and all the guys are coming to the city. And I'm like, who does that? Like, go to Atlantic City. Yeah. Go. Yeah. He's like, the city's huge. I'm like, I don't care. Like, don't cross the bridge.
Right.
Stay over there and have a guy's night. Like, you don't rain on our parade.
That's such an Italian guy thing to do, though. Like, my dad is like, when my mom wants to do something, go get her nails done, he calls her like 5 times throughout the whole appointment.
It's
he's
just
like,
the when you coming home? Can't when you coming home?
No, they can't. They can't.
It's so crazy.
If my mom leaves, it's a problem.
Yeah, see? I know. I have to tell my daughter this all the time. I'm just like, you know, Irish men are very nice and Germans and everything else. Like, it doesn't have to be an Italian.
And Joel's like, they better be
nice
Italian.
Nice Jewish boy, you know? I'm
treat
just
you
like,
right.
Yeah, I'm just like, he's so like, oh my God, he's got that.
But
thing.
He's so open, like, talking sexually about you guys and everything. So you should be able to talk about all the other stuff.
I know. Well, I do. Trust me. I just like throw him for a loop. Every time he'll call me, like, so I'm going to be on the podcast. Like, what are we going to talk about? I'm like, I don't know.
Wait,
we'll
see.
But it's
save it for
funny.
The pod.
Yeah. But he gets a little annoyed because he doesn't like to look wrong either. So he gets like a little annoyed with me. But I don't care. I like to talk about real life stuff, relationships. Everything that I talk about is like what every marriage goes through and a lot of people go through. So it's fun. Listen, we've put our lives out there for so many years. I mean, what the hell? Might as well just give it all away at this point.
How do you plan for your podcast each week? Like, how do you decide which one of your friends is going to come on, a different guest?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it depends what's going on. Like, Lala Kent has a lot of going on right now. So, of course, I had her on. I wanted to talk to her about, like, where she's at and how she felt. And, like, you know, I spoke to Janet Kramer because she has such craziness.
Yeah,
she has so much going on.
Her life is a whirlwind.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Well, she really does, like, show it all. I mean, she's crying, which I think is ballsy because I know you'll get a lot of hate for that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I said that to her. I'm like, a lot of people are going to say, like, stop boo-hooing your whole way through, but then there's other women who are like home crying and like appreciate it because they got cheated on or whatever it is.
So
I just like to keep it real. I feel like I'm a girl's girl. I like to like I'm just like I like good topics. Like I love relationship talk. I love family talk. I love, you know, so that's pretty much like what we keep it at.
I like the relationship stuff. I just feel like that's such a perfect corner for you guys because you have the best stories. You've been together for so long.
Yeah.
Where like you want, like, it, not even necessarily is people be like, oh, I'm going to do exactly what, like, Melissa and Joe Gorga are doing, but, like, it's entertaining.
No,
it's fun. It's
and also
great.
Relatable. Like, we saw in the past seasons, like, there were some bumps in the road, but you guys obviously love each other, and, like, you just see it all.
Yeah, we do. Listen, it's not easy. We've been on a reality show for 12 years, and we've only been married for 17. So it's like, that is a long time to be married on reality television, and I think we're doing a pretty decent job. We have a great kids, a great family. We've managed to all stay sane. So I think that, you know, there's a lot of reality couples out there that can't do it, and I think we're doing pretty good.
We both, like, took a breath the same exact way. That freaked me out.
It freaked me out too.
I was going to talk about Real Housewives now.
Oh, okay. I wasn't.
Okay, then you go
first. No, but you go. You go. We'll bring it back.
Okay. New Jersey. We're starting up again. Season 12, which is crazy. I've watched, when this airs, everyone will have seen the first episode. We have not watched yet. I've just watched the trailer 9 million times gearing up for this. And it's looking pretty crazy. Once again, I don't know how you guys continue to top it every year, but it looks like you're doing it.
Yeah, it's crazy. This is about relationships. There's a lot of like roller coaster stuff going on with like the relationships, and I feel like some people's walls get knocked down and we get to see inside a little bit.
Yeah.
The one thing I love about Jersey is that as much as it changes, it stays the same, right?
Like it's
so
true.
With a lot of the other Real Housewives franchises, like a lot changes. We've talked about this, Beverly Hills, they don't really reveal as much as we'd like them to.
Right.
New York City has not been the same in a little while. Jersey, you guys stay the same no matter what. No matter if the people change or whatever, your attitudes, everything you show always stays the same. That's why it's consistent. Always my favorite.
Good.
Yeah. That is a good point, Rhea, because I did think that exact thing when I was watching the trailer and like saw Teresa like throw stuff across the table. I'm like,
good old Teresa.
I'm like, Teresa, she could have just flipped the table. It would have just been like time as a circle. Like just
crazy.
Doing it all again. But yeah, it does feel very like friendship focused, relationship focused.
A lot of relationships. Yeah. Obviously, Teresa has a new man, so she's introducing him all to us. You know, some of us have too many questions. Some of my castmates, I should say, have a lot of questions. You know, there was always, there was rumors about him. There was stuff on the internet. So, you know, some of the girls just relentlessly keep asking the questions, which I'm sure you can assume that that's going to piss Teresa off. And she wants everyone to back off. And, you know, I think I asked a couple questions too in the beginning. But as time moves on and I see that, like, she's happy, this is going to be my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Like, I need to, like, accept him because she's happy. So that's it. And I think he's a great guy. He seems good. As long as she's happy in her little love bubble.
Right.
Like, I want her to stay there, you know, like,
be
happy. It's like, there's no reason to try to figure out everything that's wrong with this guy or his past. I mean, we all have a past. How crazy? I mean, you can't think about some of your exes. Like, do you have any crazy stories? Because I'm sure you do, right? Like, I have some stories that would blow your mind. I used to hang, like, as he would pull away, I'd hold the door, like, roll down the window as it would drive. Like, you're not leaving!
Yeah.
Like, I was a mess. So it's like, who...
And think about that flip, too, right? Like, say Louis was on a... He was a reality TV star, and like Teresa was the new girlfriend coming in.
Oh, yeah.
His friends would be like,
do you have any idea? Yeah, they'd be like, she did this, she did that, she had this happen in her life, her ex-husband.
Exactly. And so, like, everybody has something.
Oh. Yeah. Right. You know what? Yeah. That is a very good point. I should have used that in my confessionals. Yeah. I like that.
Yes, thank you.
Because, like, if you
flip the script, like, they'd be like probably questioning Teresa, but like Teresa's in a good place now, and
who knows what his family was saying? Like, wait, what are you doing with this reality star human?
Yeah, it's kind of like we talked about this with Summer House. The couple was like terrible drunk fighting. Terrible.
Oh, the blondes.
Yeah. The blondes.
Kyle and Amanda. Yes, the blondes.
The blondes.
Yes.
Oh, so the blondes.
Yes.
And we were saying, like, imagine your drunk fights with your significant other got out there, like,
on TV.
Exactly, on TV. No. You just gotta, like, look at it from different perspectives.
But, like, no, not like my young years fighting.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not like the first year married and, like, engagement years. Those can
that
get,
was that their engagement. They're in the engagement year. Yeah. And she's like throwing his stuff.
They're just engaged, right? Yeah. So that could get nutty.
Yeah.
That
could
get nutty.
Now, you mentioned you've been married for 17 years.
Yes.
That's a long time.
It is.
How do you guys keep it fresh, or is it just because of your personalities? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like with some couples who have been together that long, they're kind of boring. It's the same old, same old. But you guys have very out there personalities. Is that how it stays so fresh all the time?
I have to say yes to that. I really do. Because it's just, we're just a lot, both of us. Like, I have a lot on my mind. He has a lot of, I have energy, like, and he has energy.
Yeah.
So sometimes I say that's not good for us. Like, someone needs to be the one that's like, you win, honey, you move on. Like, or even just like, you take the mic type thing. But we're both just like, move. So, like, we both have so much energy, but together, it's pretty crazy because people are like, wow, like, they're amazing. They're a power couple. They're, you know, and then when we fight, it's like no one's backing down. It goes on and on. It's like he's a big grudge holder and I am not.
Yeah.
I'm more of like I am impulsive and I want to freak like a savage. And like, I'll call you in an hour and be like, all right, so we got that out. Like, Joe will look at you sideways literally for like a minimum of 3 to 4 days. If you try to talk to him, he's like, you know, there's nothing out of him. So we have completely different, like, fight styles.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it is a mixture of, like, our love of life. We're lifers. We are not going to lay down and be like, oh, we've been married for 7 years. Like, we go out probably more than you guys do.
Probably.
I'm serious. Yeah. Like, we do dinners every weekend. We have, like, a friend group that we hang with.
I think that's so important. And I feel like a lot of times when people get to a certain age, like, you know, my parents are the same way. They go out with their friends every weekend. They go out more than I do. Like, they're always doing something. And my sister, too, she just turned 30. And, like, you just would never know that she turned 30, right? Because she does not act like all the time, like, oh, I'm so old, I'm 30. I hate when people do that.
Yeah, you
it's
can't
like
see that.
Life doesn't just stop at a certain age. It's not like, oh, I'm old now, I can't do this. Like, no, keep going. Keep going out. Hang out with your friends.
Right. No, exactly. That's how I feel. Yeah. Like, I think age is just a number completely, but I truly live that way. Mm-hmm. I live that way, and I always have. I mean, listen, I was a young mom, you know, at 25 years old. So it's a little different for me because I've been through a lot of those years, and I'm very self-made now and established, mm-hmm. you know, at where I'm at now, and I have a 16-year-old. Do you know what I mean? So it's crazy. I think my life's a little different because nowadays people are like, you know, you're not getting married at 30. I mean, they are, but like, you're not getting married at 25. You're waiting until like 30, 31, 32, 40. You know, so it's like, it's just a different world.
It seems like it keeps moving back as time goes on.
It does,
it
right?
It definitely does.
Which, you know, I'm not mad at it. I guess like, live your lives. There's no rush. I think there used to be like this thing where it was like, oh my God, you're 26 or 27, like, you don't have, like, you're not engaged yet, you don't have your thing yet, like, you're not gonna have a baby, like, it's not like that anymore, which I feel like the pressure is kind of off, which is good. No,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I was younger, I'm only 24 now, but when I was younger, it was like, you know, in school it'd be like, what do you want to be when you grow up, what age you want to get married, and it was like, I want to be married and have kids by 25. It's like, I can't even think about that now, like, that is such a,
so that was me, that yeah was me.
Right, but it's like, now it feels normal for us to be this age and not be married and have kids.
It's also
my mom
very
was married at 20.
Listen, I met Joe at 24. Yeah. So I met Joe at, like, when I was your age. That's when I met Joe. And I kind of, and believe me, I partied, like, up until 24. Like, I, believe me, I've done it all. I've been everywhere. I've been in this city since I'm 16. Yeah. Like, so I lived, and I was kind of ready, too. Yeah. Like, I was just like, all right. And he was just such a put-together different guy than the other guys that I met. He was like, you know, a little bit more old school, which at the time I kind of appreciated it, because I'm like, everyone else is just a bunch of losers, and like, you're so put together, you're so work driven. I worked 3 jobs at the time. I was just like a go-getter, hustler, always have been. And so we just matched up, and we were like, let's just build a life, like a really good one, and let's like live in a big house and have some cute kids.
Yeah.
And
it's worked out for you.
Go on vacation. Yeah. And I'm like, hey, we did it, huh? We did it.
No, you definitely did. This upcoming, and we've seen so much of it, right? Which is why the show has been so great, because we have seen the family grow, the family change, the family dynamic.
Yeah.
A big part of that trailer that stuck out to me was Joe and Gia.
Oh my God, I know. It's so hard for me to watch.
Which
that
is like, as has to be, right? Like,
yes, because she is 18.
And she's obviously,
or not
18, so
she
like,
just turned 21.
Yeah, just turned 21. And her, you know, her father, she's not going to, it's her father.
It's her father, right? So I always try, I think there's no, it's very clear to see how much Joe loves Gia. Those two have had like a special bond. When I came around, she was
waking
2.
Up
and
in the morning.
Yeah.
Thinking about so many things.
And that was about Joe.
That was
also
about Joe. Yeah.
So you know.
Yes.
Like, she's always been obsessed with him. They've always had like a crazy, like a wonderful like relationship. Mm-hmm. He loves her. He really does. So I think he just gets so insulted. He doesn't go out there saying stuff about Joe.
Yeah.
It's very opposite. So I get why, you know, she gets frustrated, because when he, if he ever answers anything, but then it's like Joe's always his back's up against the wall, because, you know, you can't say anything to anyone about their mother or father. It doesn't matter. You're always going to lose, you know. So he does. He tries not to, but he also feels like they don't always see the other side of what he says. And he's like, if I defend myself for 2 seconds, I'm like the worst human in the world. And like, so his back's up against the wall. And I just told him, just let them win that. Like, it's just, it's one of those things, but it's more for him, not a fight. It's more of like, I want them to know how much I love them and like understand and like have a little respect. And I just, you know, it's just, it's so tough for them. It's their dad. You know?
Yeah.
So I think we're done with that whole like Joe. Like, nobody cares. Like, I'm like, oh, I don't ever
totally,
because
it just feels like everybody's moved, like, relationship wise, moved on.
Well, from what you're going to have to watch first, though, there's a lot to watch.
Okay.
Yes. So there's a lot to watch. I would say the first 2 episodes, especially even more the second episode, is very heavy into like the family drama with Joe, Gia, Teresa, and I. Like, it's very centered around that, the first 2 episodes. But then we clear it up, and then I don't ever want to hear it again.
Yeah. And it's also tough for Gia, probably, because she did grow up on this show just as much. And it's like, she's in a weird stage of her life now where, like, probably more and more people are talking to her about like everything that's going on with the whole family too. So
yeah, she's older now. She's 21.
She understands it probably a lot more. And
she does. Sometimes I'm like, I want to say to her, like, if you see the cameras, run the other way, like go out to a club. Like who wants to be like, you know, but you know, she's there. She does defend her mother, which is nice. It's great that she does that. I know she feels like her mother really doesn't have, you know, well, now she has Louis, but she was alone for a long time. So I get it. I get all of those, like where that comes from. I just feel bad for Joe sometimes, because it gets like so misconstrued, and like, it just, he's never going to win that conversation.
Yeah, definitely. There's, I get that. And then the other women are having their moments, like Margaret and Teresa, it seems like, obviously at butting heads big time. And this was like one of my favorite my favorite parts was just a short clip of Jackie being like, you don't want Margaret on your bad side. And Dolores just going,
wait,
no.
Tell me that wasn't the best part of the trailer.
That was my favorite part.
The way she said it,
Dolores just went, no.
And let me tell you, what Dolores said is what everyone on our show thinks. Like, they're just like, oh, no.
It's like you do not want Margaret to be your enemy.
Margaret is relentless. Yeah. I call her Dynasty. Dynasty is like a show before I was even like born, probably. But it is like, she's so Dynasty. Yeah. She's so chatty. She's like that one where, like, if you don't want to talk about the show, she's like, so. I'm like, no. Like, it's like, and I love Margaret, but she's born for this. Like,
yeah, just won't back down.
Yeah, she's chatty Kathy. Like, that's what she is. So you don't want to get on her bad side because she'll just keep talking and talking and get to the bottom of it, and she will get to the bottom of it. That's all I'm saying. So everyone, when Dolores did that, we were
so funny.
Dying because that's so... You're like, no, stay away. Do not want to argue.
Which is why it's like her and Teresa fighting is really just like two. It's like,
well, I'll be honest,
Goliath and Goliath.
Margaret fights with her mouth, though. She is not like a violent. Like, she doesn't act like she's not going to throw really anything at all. No, she's definitely not going to throw anything.
Yeah.
She's not gonna, even going to curse.
Yeah.
So that's why it's very frustrating for Teresa. I think Teresa would rather fight with someone like me or someone else.
Right.
Like, what?
Yeah. He's going to throw it right back.
Yeah. She's just like, what do I do with this person?
That is so frustrating, though. Like,
when you have someone just like, I know it annoys you.
And they're calm. It's the twisting of the knife. Killing you with their words, and it just makes you even angrier.
You almost want them to act a fool and act crazy because you're like, see, you're an asshole.
And the other person always comes off looking crazier because they're getting so riled up with how calm they are.
Of course. And the person who can keep it together is always just like, I don't know. And they walk out of the room, and you're just like, you want to die. But I'll be honest, I'm usually, I can keep it together like that. Like, in a fight, I can sit there and just be like, really? Okay, I'm so sorry you feel that way.
Looks like you got pushed a little bit.
Wait, oh, yes. Oh, my God, Jennifer.
I was
going to
say Jennifer.
I know.
I was like,
the disdain in your voice when you said Jennifer.
Jennifer, I just saw this either today or yesterday, I think, that she wasn't drinking while you guys filmed this season or didn't want to be drinking on camera.
I think she's
as much.
A gummy girl. She takes
gummies. Okay.
Yeah, okay. She does.
Which, I mean, can sometimes have a even worse effect.
Yes, like, because you can see it. Like,
with your brain.
You can see when she starts, it's like all fine. And then she like takes one too many, something happens, and she goes to the other side.
Yeah.
And her eyes get glassy, and she's like, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know where you went, but, you know, and I don't, I'm a drinker.
Yeah.
So I just like drink and have fun, and I'm like a fun drinker. So she used to annoy me sometimes because I would always feel like when Jennifer walks in the room, you don't know, I feel like she turns it on for like where she is and what she wants it to be that day. And I'm not used to that. Like, we're very authentic. We're very real. Mm-hmm. If we're pissed, we're pissed. It's not acting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You're not walking into the room and saying, this is how I'm going to act today. You're just going in.
You're going in as you. And if someone pisses you off, you say it.
Yeah.
But I feel like I felt like she comes in with like an agenda a lot of the time. And that's why I'm just like, get out of here with your fakeness. Like, like, I can't stand that. But I feel like she goes through a lot this season. She really does. There's some things about her husband and things that come out. And I have a heart. I feel bad when somebody's... She cries a lot this season. She's very emotional. And I feel bad for her. So we do talk, and we are able to, like, turn it around eventually. Not in the beginning. But eventually, because I do feel for her and, like, what she's going through. And I'm not one to kick someone when they're down, you know? So so we turn it around a little bit, finally.
Now, after so many seasons have passed, you still watch every time?
Okay, so I watch it. They give it to us like 2 days before, so I've seen the episode already. So I will watch it like when they give it to me, just because like it's something to do. Like, they'll give it to me usually on like a Sunday night or something. Yeah. I'm like, oh, let's watch The Housewives.
Yeah.
But then I won't watch it live when it's on with everyone. I'm usually like out. Yeah. I'm like,
what about online? Like, are you checking Twitter and stuff?
I used to. Back in the day, Twitter was like it with Housewives. Like, we would tweet all night. Right. We would fight with people. We would like it was like a thing. But I don't tweet as much anymore. I'm like an Instagram girl. I'll basically tell everybody to watch it. You know, I'll go through like some of the DMs and see what they're saying and read all of the crazy. There's a lot of Bravo accounts out there.
So Bravo, like, Bravo forums. All
Bravo
of it.
Fans are like nothing you've ever like.
I know.
Imagined.
I now, like, I get when any news breaks or stuff happens, like Erica or Jen Shah or like any of this stuff, like there are certain accounts that I just immediately
go right to them.
Instagram that have, I really don't know who runs them. I don't know who it is.
But you
like,
know they're
but
talking
I'm like,
about
I'm like,
it.
Why do I trust like.
Which one comes off the top of your head, Annie? Do you know a specific name?
I always will. Best of Bravo I go to. I go to There's the like Betches a- Bravo account. I go to the Faces by Bravo.
I love him.
I love him. He's I don't a know him. I don't know him, but he's great.
I love him. I would say he's like one of the best.
Yeah, he's really good.
Bravo historian.
Bravo historians
she's
is really
so
good.
Witty and she says what everyone's thinking. Yeah. Like, there's some great Instagram Bravo accounts out there.
There are.
They're going to appreciate you shouting them out.
Oh my God, I just shouted y'all out.
They're going to love that.
Yes.
The other day, this was cracking me up. Your mom.
My mother. Were
your
you listening
mom,
to that podcast?
I heard it. And then I also was crying at her texting you at 6 a.m. being like,
oh my God,
this OnlyFans thing could be making you a lot of money.
Wait, do you understand? Did you know about this? My mother friggin' said 6:16 in the morning. Yeah. Oh my God, you need an OnlyFans. $10,000 a day, Larda makes.
I was like, Larda. I was like, my first thought was, is 6 a.m.? Is she watching Real Housewives of Miami
no,
at 6 a.m.?
No, she probably woke up saying, I have to tell my daughter to get an OnlyFans and make $10,000 a week
or a day,
or whatever it is. She's like, she was just showing her feet. I'm like, my mother is.
So funny.
Andy Cohen puts her on that night on Watch What Happens Live. He puts up the thing and makes her the jackhole of the week. She went nuts. She was so mad. Andy said, am I in trouble? He's like, it was so good. I didn't know where to like put it in. It's like, I love your mother. I was like, no, she's giggling about it and laughing about it now. But I'm like, could you have found another spot besides jackhole?
And
he was just laughing. But he was like, I had to get it in. It was too good.
I know. Even
so
sometimes
funny.
Like,
Joe probably lost his mind.
Oh my God. Joe, OnlyFans. I mean, listen, I don't want to hate on it.
I can just hear his voice being like, my wife on OnlyFans?
Jesus. Like, he just.
They make good money on
they
there.
Do. I've been watching
Miami. Like, all the women on Miami are like, maybe we all need OnlyFans.
No, for real. Like, I heard you could even go on and, like, if you don't know how to make a good sauce, you can pay me. Come on my OnlyFans. Yeah, yes. I will tutorial you.
You don't just have to get naked on there.
Right.
No,
like, you don't have to
shove
a banana.
But that's what I say to other people, even though I won't do it. Like, I'm like, you don't have to get naked on there, but.
Yeah. When I jump on there, you guys know it's time for
that's,
me.
We always say this.
When I jump on OnlyFans, you're allowed to ask me why.
Yeah.
We always say, we're like, well, if all else fails.
I mean, for
she's
real.
She's got great boobs.
I have nice feet.
She's got nice feet.
Oh my God, my feet are amazing too.
I have nice feet. Yeah.
And okay, let's do a feet
only fan. I'm the ass girl and she's the boob girl.
Yeah.
Got so it's like, so between the two of you,
we can just combine.
Perfect body.
Just combine us.
I love it. I mean, for real.
That cracked me up. I really thought that
was
so funny.
You guys do feet and I'll run the account.
Yes.
I don't like my feet.
And
your feet are.
Even when like my mother, she'll come on the podcast once, like she came on once or twice. People think she's just like wild. She's just has like, she's widowed for the second time in her life. She's just a fun energy. And it's like, if that's what 73 looks like, we're good. Trust us, all of us, because she is alive. Like, she is no older than 60.
Yeah.
For real. She's alive. So
I love that.
Yeah, it's so funny to see her. She'll call me. She'll be like, what bar is everyone going to go to? We had a good Sunday. We have to go, like, drink sangria. I'm like, oh, my God.
That's like, the best. That's probably where you get it from.
Like, where are we going to brunch?
Definitely where I get it
like,
from.
Let's do it. Yeah, it's,
she'll stop by my shore house, and I have, like, all my friends there. And, like, she'll just come bopping through the room. And everyone's like, this is where you get it from. I'm like, I know. And I kind of like it. And my daughter now is laughing at me because I'm, like, the bubbly one. You know, I'm sure compared to like some of her friends' moms, I'm probably a little like, you know, I don't know, but I feel like she looks
definitely the cool mom.
I'm like, I'm cool, but she tells me nothing. But you know, I feel like she looks at me too like, oh,
and
my grandmother's a little
crazy.
You
are
a
young mom, like
crazy.
You are, for her to be 16, like you are a young mom. And like, from where you guys live in New Jersey, just from also growing up like somewhat in that area, like there's not a lot of older moms. Like,
I was always the child mom.
That's what
I'm always
saying.
Just
like,
there
like,
are a lot of moms that are really not as cool as you, or just like in general.
No,
like, think about it.
Not at all. She'll act like she doesn't think it's cool, but she'll like walk by on her Snapchat and she'll just like video me and be yeah. like, ugh. She'll call me from math class. Oh my God, Mom, the boys want to say hi. And yeah. I'm like,
no. You know what the boys are saying about you. It's so
like,
funny.
Oh, hi, guys. Yeah. Like, I just laugh. You I put think on it's that funny. Voice.
You're like, hi,
she's
boys.
Like, this is so embarrassing. And she'll like hang up the phone, but she like, she thinks it's funny, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think they realize. So we just moved to another town. We just sold the house that everyone yes. always watches. Yes. And we're building a new one. They grew up on TV, like in that town, basically. Yeah. So we all just moved to Bergen County, which is just, you know, 20 minutes away. But it's entering like a new school district. Mm-hmm. So she had to go to a new high school. The boys are in new schools. All of a sudden they came home. They're like, what the hell? Are we like famous? Like what is happening? I was like, he's like, why is everybody taking my picture?
Why is everyone freaking
out? Why do they all
out?
Want to talk to you? Why do the teachers want to write you a note? Why are they asking me about Melissa Gorga? Yeah. He's like, this is ridiculous. And Gino's like losing his mind.
That's
but it's
so
because
funny.
Like where he came from, they were so used to it. Them.
Yeah.
They've been on TV since they're four.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, now Gino's in middle school and he's like, why are they taking pictures of me? What is going on here? And I'm like, they don't know you. To them, like, this is all new and fun, where your other friends are just used to you. They've known you since you were born, you know?
That's got to be so weird.
It's weird. Like, some of them take, like, little Joey, he's more like, yeah, Ma, they wanted my picture. They think my hair is sexy.
Yeah.
Like, I swear to God, he runs his fingers through his hair. He's like, they all think my hair is so sexy. Like, that's how he talks to you. He's just, like, the
that's
personality
amazing.
In our
that's
family.
So funny.
Gino's just like, get me out of here. I want to hide under a table. Mm-hmm. If one more person says Melissa Gorga to me, I'm going to die. Oh, he goes, guess what happened in school today, Mom? What? We were in Italian class and they were just Googling up on the thing and it comes up. Okay, famous Italians of New Jersey. Number one, Joe Gorga. Yeah. He's like, my dad pops up and everyone starts laughing. He's like, what is this nonsense?
Yeah. He's at the age where he's embarrassed, but when he gets older, he's going to
think
it's
like,
cool.
I was like, you think it's stupid now, but your friends think it's cool. It's like fine. And Joe sitting at the dinner is like, really? Yeah. Was it a good picture? I was like,
I'm the most famous Italian.
Famous Italian in New Jersey. I'm like, oh, here we go. So they're definitely like having a little, like they're realizing they're on reality TV, I think, more. I mean, we obviously get it when we're out of the house, but for them to get it in their immediate friend environment, they're kind of like, what's happening? You know?
That is really funny, but we haven't really gotten to talk to you in a while, and we watched all of the
Girls Trip, wow,
and was obsessed.
That was fun.
I loved it. We went to LA a few months ago, and I like binged all of it so fast. Yeah. It was so fun.
It's such a fun, easy watch.
I feel like they're going to keep doing it. I know they're doing like another one that Dorinda and all of them did too.
The crazies.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even buy for real.
No, I mean that
one should be a total
that one
different.
Is like, I don't know if you know, it's like Dorinda,
Brandy.
You say Brandy and
Vicky,
immediately I'm like, ooh.
I think Jill Zarin.
Tamra.
And I think Taylor Armstrong.
That's going
like
to have a whole.
The ex-wives. Yes.
Okay, yeah. That's going to have a whole other vibe to it.
Oh,
definitely.
Yeah. We were like on this gorgeous, like floating, putting
on. You guys
on,
are like in Turks and Caicos.
You know, Christian Dior. Yeah. Like whatever.
Yeah, I think they're at Dorinda's house. I think they're at Dorinda's house.
We talked about it with her, and she was like, it was the best time ever. And,
it really was. Oh, Luann walked around naked, by the way, the whole time. Day one, she just opens it up. I was like, whoa, like what?
There was a lot more nudity than I expected when I clicked it. And when I watched, I was like, everybody's really liking
nudity.
Being naked.
Yeah, everybody was naked pretty much the whole time.
Any talks of you guys doing something like that again?
I do hear that they, like, I know the fans loved it. It was a complete love letter to the fans. Like,
it was.
They were ecstatic over it. So I can't imagine that they won't. I don't know if they would mix up different girls, though, or use our same crew.
Yeah.
I could see them, like, using the core and mixing a couple. I don't know.
Maybe adding.
Yeah,
maybe
I wouldn't adding mind, like, adding a couple or, like, newer people
well,
to
like
the mix.
Beverly Hills only had Kyle. Like, I feel like they needed two.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I feel like Rinna should go. I feel like Rinna would be such a good fit.
She would crush it. It's actually shocking.
I feel like her and I would be like, forget it. I mean, her and I would just have so much fun together.
Yeah, I could see that.
Which is kind of how I was with Kyle. Right, she was like my fun.
And I feel like Cynthia probably wouldn't do it again because now she's not on the show anymore.
Right, I don't know if she would or not.
Have you hung out with Lisa Rinna?
No. I know her, but I've never really hung. I want to say she's the only one I've never hung out with.
Really? I could see you guys really getting along.
Right? I know. I want to say she's the only one that I haven't hung out with. I'm friends with all of the other Beverly Hills girls and pretty much every other franchise, every girl, except for Lisa. I've never hung out with her.
Which one, what franchise do you like to watch the most?
Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills.
Yeah. I just do.
Especially right now.
Yes. I mean, the drama. I love their clothes.
Yeah.
What's your whole take on the Erica Jane situation?
I mean, listen, you're scaring me asking this. I love Erica.
I figured everyone gets scared of that question.
No, but it's just like, I don't know. I always play, I'm like, I don't know enough. Yeah. I don't fully understand.
To be honest, we don't. But I don't think, listen, she is not the mastermind. Yeah. She is not doing this. I mean, she is literally sitting there and receiving gifts and living that life since she's a very young girl.
Yeah.
I don't think she's in that office and like snooping around on what's going on or how he gets his money. I don't think she is, you know? Right, it's just,
I think when you get all those gifts from the beginning and like are so used to that lifestyle, you don't ask questions.
You don't question it. I was saying, like,
you
don't,
if you literally have an older man for your husband and he's just here's this, here's that, here's glam that J-Lo uses every day, here's like expensive things, you're just gonna be like, thank you, see you later. You know?
We were saying, like, she's obviously not doing the handlings and all of that. Like, did she maybe think in her head, oh, there's some shady shit going on? Possibly. But, like, she wasn't doing it.
No, right.
My personal opinion. So
I mean, no. I mean, listen, it's just hard to say, but I don't think she's. Yeah. And I just heard she got released from something, right?
It just got moved. They're taking it. They filed it in Illinois. Now they're going to file it in California, I think.
Yeah. Oh, so she's good in Illinois, but she's not good in California yet.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was very complicated. I also tried to explain it.
And I personally do like her a lot. I text with her. I talk to her. We've been to events together. I really like her. So
lawyer lingo, like, I just wish they could.
Get.
Well, I just wish they would write it down like
we said that,
like English.
Andy,
like, just,
Cohen should start doing segments on Watch What Happens Live to break down all of the court
we need
system
like law for
everything that's going on.
We need like
with
law
all the
for dummies, I mean, for
is
Real
is
Housewives.
It like a thing with Bravo peeps, like the court, like it's always something.
There's always some shady shit going on
every franchise. Yes. Someone has something with the courts.
Exactly.
Or
it's like we would love to hear that with Jen Shaw too. So I don't know, but
yeah, that I
Salt
don't
Lake
watch
City.
As much. I haven't been watching Salt Lake City, so I can't really comment on them at all. But
jump back in because this last season was wild.
Tell me that. Oh my God, did you watch these? I'm like, no, Mom, I didn't watch it. Like,
I need a break from that.
Yeah, it's just such like it's such a repetitive for me. I'm just like, I don't want to see Housewives. I want to just watch something else. Right. Make someone cook something.
It had like a one of an all time Housewives hot mic moment of just like a. Explosion
oh,
of
so I keep
Lisa
seeing,
Barlow like
saying someone was a slut.
She was like,
something.
Oh, you married his fucking whore, slept with half of New York, like fuck her. Like she went off.
She was having like
she
a
went
moment.
She was having a moment.
But you could
she was
do
having
you
a
think
moment.
She knew the mic was on or she did not realize.
I think she did. I think
because
she did
because
then she
would be able to tell.
She chucked the mic
I
after
need to watch
she
this.
Did it. She said it and then she chucked the mic afterwards. She was like, take this off me, like. So I think she...
Oh, so she knew.
No, she knew.
You know
she
your
knew.
Mic. You know your mic.
She
I mean,
knew.
No, I have like, to be honest. There is times
I think she just
you
had
forget for a second.
Yeah.
There is times you forget. Like, so they'll be like, all right, go eat lunch or something. And like, you forget for a second. And then we'll have a whole guy. And I'm like, fuck.
And I think it's so hard
all
too. Well, I think it's also so hard with the women that
drinking.
Have been friends before. Like Meredith and Lisa, so they say, have been friends for, you know, a decade.
Right.
So like, when it's coming from... Like, it's like you've been friends, and now you're friends on TV, and, like, things start to change. I feel like the emotions are higher because you're like, this person's actually supposed to be my friend.
Yes, and so you get really crazy.
Yeah.
You get really crazy. And I think that's what happened in the beginning of Jersey with, like, the Dinas and the Caroline and Jacqueline and, like, Teresa. They were, like...
It's like, we all actually know each other.
We're really close.
Yes, and obviously that's what happened with Teresa and I because we're family. So it just heightens everything when you guys... When you get into an argument on TV.
Yeah. I cannot wait to watch season 12.
Yes, you guys are going to love.
I'm absolutely pumped. Tuesday nights on Bravo for Real Housewives of New Jersey. And you can listen to On Display with Melissa Gorga Thursday mornings, anywhere, everywhere
you
listen
everywhere,
to podcasts.
Anywhere you can get your podcast.
Amazing. Melissa, thank you so much. We love
thank
having
you.
You.
I
thank
love
you for coming back.
Guys. You guys keep me young and fun. I love it.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We hope you guys have the best weekend ever. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We hope you enjoyed the pen. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube because we are creeping 80,000 subscribers and we're really excited about it, especially Natalie. She's super excited, works very hard on the YouTube. So make sure you subscribe for her, for Noah, for us, for Devin as well, Gia too. I gotta shut up. All right, love you guys. Yeah. Bye.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big money.